We're going to have our Bible reading now. So we're going to read from John, very well-known passage, John chapter 14 and the first seven verses. John 14 and the first seven verses. Jesus is speaking. He's talking to his disciples. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know the Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. It's a wonderful passage, a very well-known one. It has that wonderful phrase in where Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. Well, where am I? You can say that to yourselves. Where am I? The Bible says I must be united to Jesus. Listen to what Romans 6 and verse 5 says. If you have been united with him in a death like his, because he died on the cross, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. When I believe in Jesus, I become united to him. But you might be sitting there and thinking, well, how did I get untied in the first place? The Bible says, by going my own way. And that's what the Bible calls sin. When I don't go God's way, I decide to go my own way. And that's how we got untied in the first place. The Bible tells me that in the beginning, when God made humans, the first two being Adam and Eve, they had a wonderful relationship with God. They were united. But they rejected God's love for them. And they went their own way. And now everyone who has ever lived, and that includes me and it includes you, has sinned. We all go our own way. And you don't have to believe me. You've only got to look at the world to see that it's true. You've only got to read the newspaper or watch the television to see that that is true. But here's the thing. It is only our sin that separates us from God. I'm only untied from Jesus because of my sin. So the question must be, how can I become united to God again? John 3:16 gives us the answer. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, Jesus, that if anyone believes in him, they will not perish, but have eternal life. It's wonderful news, and of course you probably know the most famous verse in the Bible. So Jesus, who never sinned, died and bled for you and me on the cross. And the Bible tells me it is only his death and poured out blood that washes away my sin. Now, I don't know about you, but when I go out and I get dirty, my hands get dirty, I come in, I get the soap, put the soap on my hands, wash it under the tap, and hey presto, my hands are nice and clean. Well, it's like that with the blood of Jesus. On the cross, Jesus took my sin and the punishment I deserved, and it's his blood and blood alone, when I believe in Jesus and receive him, that washes away my sin. And I'm clean in God's sight. And now there is nothing to prevent me or you being washed in the blood of Jesus, and instead of being untied, to be united with Jesus and united to God the Father. Do you remember in the reading? Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I and the Father are one. So what do I need to do? Well, the Bible says we need to do this. Firstly, admit, confess is another word, admit I've sinned by going my own way. And want to change and start going God's way. And God's way is Jesus. So I ask Jesus to forgive me. And I ask Jesus into my life to save me. And now I'm in the right place. So we're going to have a go at this. And it has potential to go wrong. So while I'm doing this, you can, talk amongst yourselves, or you can watch, or let's see what I can do. So, okay. Now, I am in the right place, and I am united. I know, you're all stunned. So, I want to tell you a story. I've told it to you before, but I couldn't not tell you this because it perfectly illustrates what I've just done. I'll move that side. Can you see that, Linda? My sister, Peggy. Peggy's my oldest sister. Irene is just a year or two younger. And when they were young, they used to sleep in a double bed together. And when they were children. And Irene was frightened to go to sleep because she used to sleepwalk and it frightened her. So she had an idea. She said, Peg, how would it be if we tied our pyjama cords together? Now, this is the days of stripy pyjamas with a cord that went through the tops of your, and you would tie the cord and tie it up. How would it be, Peg, if we tied our pyjama cords together, then I wouldn't be able to sleepwalk? And Peggy said, okay, we'll do that. And so they did. And that night, the first night they tied their pyjama cords together, Irene slept soundly. Because she knew she was joined to somebody who loved her that she could trust. Isn't that a wonderful picture of the Christian? When we give our lives to Jesus, we become tied or united to somebody who loves us and we know we can trust. It's wonderful. So we become united when we are tied to Jesus, no longer untied, but united to him, because we know he loves us and we can trust him. When we become united to Jesus, there are four things that happen. Actually, there's a lot more than four, but four that we're going to focus on this morning. And this is where Rob's going to come up and give us a hand, because he's going to do some charades for you. And he's going to, through his charades, illustrate the four things that happen when we become united to Jesus. So, first one, Rob. First thing we become is a sheep in his flock. A sheep in his flock. Listen to John 10 and verse 11. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." Jesus died for each one of us so that we could become his sheep. Easter service, quite a few years ago now, when I was down at the bottom of the hill, Ashland United Free Church, we had a shepherd whose name was Pete. And I was doing the Easter service. So I said, Pete, it's going well. I said, "Pete, could you bring some of your newborn lambs in? And we make a little pen for them. And I want to talk about Jesus being the Lamb of God." So Pete said, "Yep." And he set all that up and had these lovely little lambs, newborn, in a little pen. And I picked one of these lambs up to talk about Jesus being the Lamb of God who died on the cross for us. And the sheep thought it would be a really good idea if he pooped all down my shirt, which he did. So I'm standing there with the lamb and poop all down my shirt. But nevertheless, it got the message across. You see, sheep weren't reared for food. They were reared in Jesus' day for their wool, because they were precious and they were kept for their wool. And each sheep was known by name. The shepherd would know each of his sheep by name, as Jesus knows each one of us by name. And a good shepherd would risk his life for his sheep. If there was a wolf or a bear or any other danger, a good shepherd would risk his life for his sheep because he loved them and they were precious to him. And that's the same with us. We are loved by Jesus. We are precious to him. And he didn't just risk his life. He gave his life for each one of us. Now we're going to move on to the next. I think you've got the hang of it, so you might see where Rob's going with the next one. Thanks, Rob. The second thing that happens, when we're united to Jesus, when we put our trust in him, we become a soldier in his army. So, listen to what 2 Timothy 2 and verse 3 says. Paul is writing to his protege, Timothy, and he is saying, "Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Now, there's some words there you might not like if you're going to be united to Jesus. Words like suffering. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Jesus Christ. When we become united to Jesus, we are on active service. So it's hard. If you want an easy life, do not put your trust in Jesus and follow him. because it will not be easy to follow Jesus. A good soldier, it says in that verse as well, tries to please his commanding officer. So the Christian wants to please Jesus because we love him and because he died for us. So we're on active service. It's going to be hard. There will be suffering involved somewhere along the line. But we want to please Jesus, our commanding officer, who gave his life for us. So we want to serve him and try to please him. So we're a soldier in his army. Right, third one. I think you're getting the hang of this now. We become a stone in his building. So, when we're united to Jesus, we're a stone in his building. Listen to what 1 Peter 2 and verse 5 says. You, who are united to Jesus, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house. Now, most of the stones, I guess, or bricks in this building are pretty much identical. But not so in buildings back in Jesus' day. Not all are identical bricks, but each individual stones, particularly and specially selected to fit into just the right place in the building. And similarly, with us as living stones, we are special. Each one of us different. But there is a special place for each one of us in God's building, in his church. And here's the thing, only you will do. Only you will do. There's a special place in his building for each one of us. When Sue and I bought our current house, we watched it being built brick by brick. And often we'd drive up and say, how's it getting on? Is it ready yet? And of course it took a long time, but we actually watched it being built brick by brick. And then the time came when it was finished. And we could exchange contracts and all of that palaver. And then we got the key. And we went and we moved in and the house was ours. Well, the Bible tells me that Jesus is building his church. And when Jesus finishes building his church, he will come back for it because it will be his. And when Jesus comes back for his church, then it will be too late for those that have not been united to Jesus. The opportunity will have gone. The other opportunity that is gone is when we live all our lives without Jesus. And we never put our trust in him and get united to him. And then when we die, it's too late. Our opportunity has gone. That is sad. And Jesus doesn't want that to happen. He wants everyone to be united to him. That's why he died. He died. We say he died for all of us, and that is true. But he died for each one of us personally. I think it was St. Augustine, one of the great old saints of the past, that said this: God loves each of us as if there is only one of us. And Jesus died for all, so all can come, but he died for each one of us. He died for each one of us. So we can be united to him. think we got one more. A part of his body. Thank you. At the end, you better just come and choose whatever chalky bars you want. The fourth thing that happens is we become a part in his body. Listen to what 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 27 says. Now you are a part of the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. So when we become united to Jesus, when I'm in the right place, I'm a part of his body. We are, if you like, the local body of Christ here. And every one of us is special. Every one of us is needed. Every one of us is important. And every one of us has our part in the body of Christ. You are needed. So, the scriptures tell us, we rejoice together and we suffer together. I am a hockey player, although I haven't played since COVID, but I have not retired yet. I was talking to one of our key players at the hockey club, and I may yet go out and pick up the hockey stick again. But some years ago, I was playing in a hockey game. It's a dangerous game sometimes. And I got hit rather badly on my thumb. And I required, you wouldn't have thought there'd be enough room, but I required 9 stitches. It was very deep. And who said ouch? You can have a chocolate bar. Because this was the sequence of events. I got hit on my thumb and I said something like, ouch! So my mouth and my tongue and my voice were involved. Next, I looked with my eye at my thumb and went, oh dear, or something like that. And thirdly, as you often do, ouch! I shook my arm. So my mouth has been involved, my eyes have been involved, my hand and my arm are involved, shaking up my arm. And then next, I grabbed my thumb with my other hand to put pressure on it to stop it bleeding. So I was holding it with my hand. So that's lots of my body. In actual fact, the pain was going through my body. I was shuddering. Everything was involved. And thirdly, after I'd applied pressure, I used my legs. I can't remember whether I got in the car and drove to the hospital or ran to the hospital. I think I was probably playing then at Belfair's Park, which is not that far from the hospital. But anyway, the whole of my body was involved in my suffering. And it's the same with us. When one of us suffers, we all suffer, and we're there for each other. And we've experienced, haven't we, in the various things that have happened in the church over the years, or at least we should be there for each other in the body of Christ. And then, of course, when good things happen, we rejoice together. We don't say, oh, I wish that had happened to me. Well, we might. But we rejoice. If I was going for a job and Ray was going for the same job and he was successful, I would rejoice with him. Although I might be sad that I didn't get the job. I'd say, well done, Ray. And so we rejoice with each other. And you know, when we have celebrations of anniversaries and birthdays and all the rest of it, we rejoice with one another. Oh, talking of birthdays, are there any this week coming? Because I haven't got anybody's birthday coming up. Wouldn't want to miss anybody. We rejoice with you. See, happy birthday. No, okay. So, we rejoice together. When you're united to Jesus, others care for us in a special way, and we are united by Jesus' love. There is nothing this morning to stop you me, being united to Jesus, and being a sheep in his flock, a soldier in his army, a stone in his building, and a part of his body. The Bible is clear. No sin is too big for Jesus to forgive. Our sins are not too many. You cannot run or wander so far or fall so deep that his love cannot reach you. There's a wonderful verse in Micah which says, he delights to show mercy. Whoever you are, whatever you've done, when you come to Jesus to receive him, he does not begrudgingly show you mercy. He delights to show you mercy. No matter how bad the sin, how many the sins, how far you feel you've run away or wandered from him, his love is sufficient. We need to get hold of that. I need to get hold of that. You need to get hold of that. Jesus' love is amazing. That's why he gave his all on the cross for each one of us. So the question for each one of us is, will we come now and be united for the first time, because we've never given our life to Jesus? Maybe we think, well, I've wandered off. Oh, Lord, I've done that again. And you just want to come back this morning. And he promises to receive you. My favourite verse in Scripture, you've heard me say it many times. John 6 and verse 37. Whoever comes to me, Jesus says, I will never turn away. It's his promise, and Jesus always keeps his promise. So there's a prayer you can pray. Lord Jesus, I admit words similar to this. Lord Jesus, I admit I've sinned by going my own way. I'm sorry. I want to change and go God's way. That's Jesus' way. Ask Jesus to forgive me and ask Jesus to come into my life. Let's sing. We're going to sing 286, which is Who Took Fish and Bread? And after that, if you want to give your life to Jesus, or just feel you want to come back to Jesus or reaffirm your love for Jesus, then I'll just say that prayer and we can do that. Pray this prayer. If you in your hearts and minds want to pray it, you pray it too. And if it's the first time you've ever come to Jesus and given your life to him, please tell someone. If you tell me, I'll be absolutely chuffed. Lord Jesus, I admit I've sinned by going my own way, and I am sorry. I want to go. I want to change and go God's way and follow Jesus. Lord Jesus, please forgive me. And Lord Jesus, please come into my life now to save me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.